So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Dam Tamimim B'dam Bali Mumin Yishafich La'ama. If the blood of a kosher carbon was mixed with the blood of an animal that had a blemish, L'ketchila, the blood may not be used for Zrika and must be poured into the stream that flowed through and out of the Azar. And as Rashi adds, even if the mixture was Rav K'sherim because Milsa D'Shechichihi, V'gzera Shemo L'yar B'la B'yach Sheruhu. Since this occurrence is common, the Chum were concerned that if the mixture were to be kosher, one might erroneously rule that the mixture is kosher even when it is Rav P'sulim. The Mishnah continues, Kais B'Kaisis, if cups of Dam Bali Mumin and Dam Tamim were mixed up, but the actual blood was separate, there is a Machlekes. Rabbi Yezza says, Imkarv Kais Echad Yikr Bukala Kaisis, but the Eved, they did Zrika with one cup. Then like Ketchila, they may do Zrika with all the remaining cups because Talinan Isura Bey. We assume that the first Zrika was with the Kais Bali Mumin. While the Chum say, Afila Karvu Kulan Chutz Me'echad Mehen Yishafech La'ama, even if they did Zrika with all the cups aside for one, they may not do Zrika with this cup, and it must be poured out, because Deloy Talina Nisur Bekraving Kvar. We do not assume that the other Zrikas were with the Kais Bali Mumin, and there is a suffix that perhaps the last cup is the Kais Bali Mumin. And as the Gemara explains, Lo Hichshir Rabbi Eliezer Elish Shnayim Shnayim, Abalecha Echad Loy. Rabbi Eliezer only allowed doing Zrika with two cups at a time, because as Rashi explained earlier, the Ikala Meimim Migu Dehai Lav Di Isura Hainami Lav Di Isuruhu, Ve Isura Ozale Bahu Dekar of Kaidim. Since one of the two is certainly heter because there was only one Isser in the Taravis, there is a migu, a supposition that the other one of the two is also heter, and we reinforce this migu with Tylan that the Isser was that one that was already sprinkled. However, Echad Echad Loi, they may not do Zrika with one cup at a time because Deleka Migui, since there is no Migui and there is a suffix that perhaps this cup was the one of Isser, and without a migu we do not say Tylan. The Mishnah proceeds with several cases regarding Taravis Dam Karbanis. The blood of two kosher karbanis were mixed together, and the Gemara gives the following two approaches for each case. Either they refer to Bebal, the actual blood of two karbanis was mixed up into one kais, or they refer to Bekaisis, the cups of two karbanis was mixed up, but the actual blood was separate. Hanitana Lamatish and Isarvu Benitan Lamala. If the blood of an Ayla that must be applied below the Chut HaSikra was mixed with the blood of Ichatis that must be applied above the Chut HaSikra, there is a Machlekes. Rabbi Yezza holds Yitin Lamala, Verayani Esatachtainim Lamalan Kilo Heimayim, Vyavzav Yitin Lamata. The Kain first applies the blood above for the Chatis, and although Dam Ayla may not be applied Lamala, we consider the Dam Ayla as if it's water. Then the Kain applies the blood below, either for both the Dam Oila and Shiarichatas, or only for the Shiarichatas as follows. Bekaisais Elu Be'elu Aluloi. The blood is applied Lamata for the Dam Oila, and the Kapar is accomplished for both Karbanas because since both cups were applied Lamala and Lamata, there was certainly Dam Chatas Lamala and Dam Oila Lamata. However, Bebol, it depends. If Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bilo, when two liquids are combined, they're mixed evenly, each matana contains dam of both karbanas, and as before, elu ve'elu aluloi, because there was certainly dam chatzis lamala and dam oila lamata. But if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, liquids do not mix evenly, each matana might contain the blood of only one carbon, and perhaps it was only dam oila lamala and dam chatzis lamata, and the kapar was not accomplished for any carbon. Therefore, according to this opinion, we must say the Mishnah is a case of the Ikar Rube El Yainim, because Yav Lamala Shir Tachtoinim Ba'id. Most of the blood was Dam Chatas, and they applied Lamala more than the amount of Dam Oila, and accordingly, the Kapara is only accomplished for the Chatas because there was certainly some Dam Chatas Lamala. And then they applied the blood Lamata only for the Shiyari Chatas, but not for the Matanas Oila, because it's possible that he applied all the Dam Oila Lamala, and there's no Dam Oila left. These two approaches are in Rabbi Yez's opinion. While the Chacham hold Yishafich La'ama, L'ketchila, the blood may not be used and must be poured out, because they do not hold of Rayin, and one may not apply the Dam Chatzis V'Oila in the wrong places. However, V'imlei Nimlach V'nasin Kasher, Bidiyah, but if the blood was applied Lamala and Lamata, the Kapar is accomplished for both Karbanis, regardless of whether it was Bekaisis or Bebol, because the Chacham hold Yesh Bila. The Gemara cites a Braisa with two other scenarios of this case. Nasin Lamata v'lei Nimlach, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yachzav Yitin Lamala v'atachtoinim Aluloi. If b'dieved, without asking, the Kohen first did the Matana Lamata, Rabbi Eliezer holds he must do a second Matana Lamala for the Chatas, and as before, b'kaisais elu v'elu Aluloi. However, b'bol, it depends. If Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bila, then elu v'elu Aluloi. But if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, then as before, the Mishnah is a case of the Ikar Rubel Yainim, v'kuyav Lamala shir tachtoinim b'yait. And Kapar is accomplished only for the Chatas, but not for the Oila. Nasna Lamala Baloy Nimlach, Eilu Ba'ilu Maid Mashiachzav Yitin Lamata. If B'dieva, without asking, the Kain applied the blood Lamala for the Chatas, all agree that L'ketchili applies the blood Lamata. According to Rabbi Eliezer, B'kaisis Eilu Ba'ilu Aluloi. But B'bol, it depends. If Yesh Bila, then Eilu Ba'ilu Aluloi. But if ein bila, then the Mishnah is a case of the ikar ruba elyonim, v'kiyav lemala shir tachtoin b'yoyt, and kapara is accomplished only for the chatas, but not the yoyla. While according to the chacham, regardless of whether b'kaisis or b'bol, elu b'elu alaloi, because they hold the yesh bila. The Mishnah continues, hanetana b'matana achas, shenisavu b'netana b'matana achas, yinasnu b'matana achas. If the blood of a Bechir, Maaser, Pesach, all of which requires only one matana, was mixed up with another that requires one matana, the Kohen applies one matana on the Mizbeach. Similarly, Matan Arba b'Matan Arba, Yinasnu b'Matan Arba. If the blood of Eila, Asha, Mishlam, all of which requires two matanas that spreads to all four sides of the Mizbeach, was mixed up with another carbon that requires two matanas, the Kohen applies two matanas on the Mizbeach. Now, if the Mishnah refers to Bechaisis, then the Kapar is accomplished for both carbonas because the case of each carbon was applied. However, if Babal, then if we hold Yesh Bila, the Kapar is accomplished for both Karbanas, because each Matana contains the blood of both Karbanas. But if we hold Ein Bila, then the Kapar would not be accomplished, because perhaps Matana contained the blood of only one carbon. Therefore, we must say the Mishnah is a case of Shnesarvu Achas Ba'achas. Only two Matanas, one from each carbon, were mixed together, and the Kapar was accomplished because the Matana of each carbon was applied. The Mishnah continues, Matan Arba b'matana achas. If the blood of an Oila that requires two matanas was mixed with Bechir Meister Pesach that requires only one matana, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer holds Yinasnu b'matan Arba. The Kohen does two matanas. And although generally there is an Isser Bal Taisiv, one may not add to the matanas of a Bechir, in this case there's no Isser because, as Rashi explains, Raya ha-matanas ha-yitzeris ki iluhin mayim. Regarding the Bechir, we consider the additional matanas as if they were water and there's no Bal Taisiv. While Rabbi Shua holds Yinasnu b'matana achas. The Kohen does only one matana, but he may not do two matanas because, as the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Yeshua holds, we do not say Rayin. And therefore, Kishnasata, Avarta, Abal Taisiv, Asisa, Maisi, Biodecha. If he would do two matanas, there would be an active transgression of Abal Taisiv on the Dam Bechir. However, Kishaloy Nasata, Avarta, Abal Tigra, Veloy, Asisa, Maisi, Biodecha. Now that he does only one matana, there's only a passive transgression of Abal Tigra on the Dam Leila. And the Gemara explains, if Rabbi Yezah holds Yesh Bila, then the Mishnah is even a case of Babal. And there's a possible issue of Bal Taisa because both matanas contain Dam Bechir. However, if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, the Mishnah is only a case of Bekaisis and he applies two matanas from each cup, and only here there is a possible issue of Bal Taisa because he did two matanas from the Kais Bechir. However, in the case of Bebal and Shnesarva Achas Ba'achas, there's no issue of Bal Taisa because there was only one matana from the Dam Bechir.